He lifts an arm, displaying his hairy armpit. The black hair is matted with sweat, sending a blast of humidity into the air. I inadvertently inhale, absorbing the tart, filthy scent of his body. The damp fumes pour into my lungs while I cough and gag. He smells like the young men I used to train with in the military. He smells like used armor after a long day training in the sun. It's metallic. It's spicy. But there's something deeper here. Once my initial gagging subsides, I come to realize that the scent is morphing. With each breath, it becomes more tolerable. A sense of safety washes over me. This is what muscle smells like. This is the smell of a man. A real man. I don't know why, but I slowly lean forward. My nose makes contact with his pit hair, and I begin smearing my face into the dark carpet. His sweaty pheromones bathe my skin, anointing me with his strength and encasing me in that pungent odor.
That's my good little Pentu. Bask in it. Let your dirtiest instincts free. Become my queer boy.
Queer for Pharaoh. The words slip from my lips. He continues grinding our dicks while I absorb his filth. My body is screaming with joy, but deep in the back of my mind, a voice is calling out. It's begging me to resist. It's begging me to leave this place and go work on a farm. What the Pharaoh wants me to do, it's unnatural. It's dark. It's evil. But I feel so good. What if life could be like this forever? What if I became his bonded servant? An eternal follower? Yes, I whisper into his armpit. Take me, master.
I knew you'd come around, Pentu. I could sense it the moment we first met. You were born for service. You were born to belong to a man.
Take him to the tomb,
one of the priests interrupts.
Begin the ritual.
Ket rips me back by the hair and nods. We get dressed and leave the bedchamber, walking the quiet palace halls. The priests follow as we exit into the afternoon heat.
My tomb is on the outskirts of the city, not far from the palace. It's by design. I need to keep it close.
I remain silent, staring down at my sandals while we trek atop the scorching sand. Sunlight rains down, heating Ket's golden skin and causing him to glisten with sweat. He looks so strong. My dick is still hard for him. I don't understand. I've never felt this way about another man. But Ket is unlike anyone I've ever known. He has a magnetic aura, a sort of charisma that makes me feel instinctively loyal. He's a born leader. And what am I? I've never done anything worthwhile with my life. I've only fought for warlords and then blown my cash in the brothels. Supporting a man like Ket would give me a purpose. My hollow, empty life would suddenly have value. I'd be part of something greater than myself.
Here.
Ket stops at the crest of a sand dune. I look down to see a simple stone door emerging from the sand. Buried underground, the tomb is designed to be discreet. This is where his body and his fortune will be hidden someday. His wealth needs to be guarded to ensure prosperity in the afterlife.
Take a good look at the sun, buddy. Remember what it looks like.
What do you mean? My brows furrow. He just laughs and grabs my hard dick through my loincloth. I grimace before he pushes me down the dune, sending me tumbling.
Your cock makes you weak, Pentu,
he shouts while walking toward me.
You shouldn't have a dick that big. You don't deserve it.
I'm sorry, master. I climb to my feet and follow him to the tomb door. We watch while the priests push it open, granting access to the dark, foreboding tunnel within. Cool shadows envelop my body, banishing the painful desert heat. One of the priests grabs a torch near the entrance, igniting it with a bow drill, a fire-making tool that looks like a tiny hunting bow. Once the flame is alive, we begin the descent down a narrow set of stairs. Our footsteps echo while the torchlight casts eerie shadows onto the walls. Long fingers and tall heads. Our shadows are misshapen monstrosities. It sends a pang of terror into my body. My hard cock is telling me to continue forward, but my brain is telling me to run back to the entrance. There's an emotional war being waged. And my cock wins. It twitches while I gaze at the hieroglyphs on the walls. They depict Ket's many triumphs, both mental and physical. The images show him excelling in a shocking array of sports, rowing, javelin throwing, gymnastics, and weightlifting. Now I understand how he became so huge. We finally arrive at the bottom, entering a circular chamber with tunnels branching away like legs off a spider. This is an underground labyrinth.
This way.
Ket leads down one of the tunnels.
We built extra pathways to confuse grave robbers. I love the thought of crooks getting lost down here, regretting their decision to defile my resting place.
I let out an anxious laugh. The journey continues until we pass through a slender doorway, emerging into a grand, spacious room. Unfinished murals line the walls, detailing Ket's deeds as pharaoh. The back wall is completely bare, space presumably saved for his future exploits. Statues and tables line the perimeter, surrounding a massive sarcophagus in the center. At the chamber's rear, a statue of Anubis stands tall, his body hewn from stone and coated in black lacquer. His gaze is harsh. His lips are curled back, baring fangs. And his body, beneath his jackal head, he possesses the physique of a young warrior. His shapely biceps and full, mighty pecs give Ket a run for his money. The statue's abs glisten in the torchlight, causing my dick to shudder. I look away. A small, plain sarcophagus stands in the corner, looking out of place in such an opulent tomb. The lid is shut tight, creating a makeshift table with a spool of white linen on top.
Kneel!
One of the priests pushes me toward the statue of Anubis. I do as he says, falling to the ground at the god's feet. Ket and the priests kneel beside me, lowering their eyes in reverence. Are you sure about this? I interrupt. What if this is a mistake?
Pentu.
Ket looks at me with an uncharacteristically kind expression.
You liked when my cock touched yours, right?
Yeah.
That means we're meant to be together. Set your fear aside, and you'll get to feel my cock again. You'll get to feel so much more. All you need to do is show loyalty and follow instructions. It's so easy. Just turn off your brain and let a real man think for you.
My eyes grow glassy as he speaks. Here in the dim light, he looks so strong and mysterious. Yes, master. We all lower our heads as Ket begins the prayer.
Anubis, I've brought the boy. Under your watchful gaze, he will be prepared for the afterlife. Anoint him with your dark blessing. Bind his soul to mine, transferring his youth, strength, and beauty into my body. He craves the transformation. He yearns for an eternity of service.
Bind his mind.
Bind his mind.
Bind his mind.
Bind his mind.
The priests begin chanting under their breath.
Seal him. Connect us through our cocks.
The men repeat this incantation before Ket grabs my shoulders and forces me to lie on the hard stone floor. He rips my loincloth away, sending my erection smacking against my abs. I just stare up at the statue's muscles while a sense of absolute powerlessness washes over me. Masculine energy saturates the air. I'm drowning in it.
Like a butterfly in a cocoon, the transformation takes time.
Ket looks down at my dick.
This is only the first step.
He rises and grabs the spool of cloth. I watch as he sits, wrapping the fabric around my feet and binding them together. He continues, working his way up to my ankles. It's a warm, tight feeling. Quite pleasant, actually. It's like being wrapped in a cozy blanket. He climbs along my calves, binding them tight together.
You can't move, you can't break free.
I'm scared. I force the words out.
Shh, you're okay.
He removes his skirt, revealing his hard little cock. One of the priests grabs the skirt and holds it against my face, forcing my nose into the area that covered his dick. The fabric is wet with cock sweat. It's saturated with male pheromones. My lungs expand, pulling the dirty aroma into my body. My muscles relax. My mind empties.
Feel it winding up your legs.
Ket reaches my knees.
The longer you lie here for me, the weaker you become. Stay here long enough, and you'll never escape. Bit by bit, you can feel the curse taking hold.
The pharaoh's queer.
The pharaoh's queer.
The priests chant. I just huff his dirty clothes, the room spinning while his musk leaches into my body. What's happening? My thoughts are growing hazy. I stare up at that ripped, erotic statue while my hard cock pulses in time with my heartbeat. Strange thoughts flash through my mind. I recall my childhood. I was athletic and popular. My parents were always so proud. During my teenage years, the girls loved me. I had no shortage of pussy. What would my friends and family think of what I'm becoming? What would they think about my big cock getting hard for another man?
Let the fear melt away.
Ket reaches my thighs.
Let it be replaced with love, unconditional love for your master.
Ugh. A delicate groan escapes my lips as he reaches my dick. With my legs fully bound, two priests lift me off the ground, allowing Ket to continue the twisted ritual. He wraps the bandages around my waist, leaving my cock exposed to the air. He winds the bindings up onto my abs. So warm, so tight.
That's right. This is the ultimate display of loyalty. Give up your ability to move. Surrender your body to a real man.
Queer. Just a queer. I stare up at the statue's hard abs while my cheeks flush.
My precious boy, I'll wrap you with care. I'll keep you safe and snug.
The priests force my hands against my sides. Ket wraps them against my core, cementing them in place.
It's soothing, isn't it?
Ket smiles down at me.
To just disappear from the world, to crumble under the weight of your owner's power.
Yes, master.
You don't need to feel stress or worry anymore. You just need to remain still. Relax into your new life.
He moves up onto my chest, wrapping so tightly that I strain to breathe. I don't feel fear, though. No, I just keep inhaling the sweet scent. I'm like a newborn goat, swaddled in a warm blanket. I'm safe now. I belong here.
That's my good boy.
Ket reaches my neck and tosses the skirt from my face.
You're such a good servant, queer, for me.
My king. I smile up at him while the bandages creep onto my face. He leaves my mouth and nostrils exposed, but a sudden jolt of panic washes over me. I can't feel anything. My legs are sealed together. My arms are forced against my sides. I try to squirm, but nothing happens. I'm immobile. What? My wide, innocent eyes lock with his frightening gaze. Here, in the dim light, his eyes are fully black. He looks inhuman.
The last sight you'll see.
He rolls the bandages over my eyes, bathing me in darkness. I go limp, breathing through my mouth and straining to hear through the thick fabric. He reaches the tip of my head, wrapping me tight before moving back down to my toes. A double wrapping. It's so snug and warm. I've lost contact with the outside world, except for my cock. He's left the hard, horny organ exposed to the air. It's the only part of my body that has any semblance of normalcy. In fact, its sensitivity seems enhanced. I can feel cool air swirling around the organ. It's almost like the ethereal hands of Anubis are running up and down the shaft, rewarding me for fearless loyalty.
Take it, Pentu. It's time to feed.
The priests carefully lower me onto the stone floor. Something warm and hard presses against my lips while I try to breathe. It's smooth and delicate. It's his penis. He forces the flared cockhead into my mouth, and I automatically begin to suck. I'm still that newborn goat. I'm nursing for the mother's milk. Another man's penis in my mouth. It's a strange sensation. The silky flesh twitches while my tongue swirls, wordlessly expressing my adoration. In this frightening darkness, I suck the cock for dear life. It's my only connection to the outside world. I crave the warm pulses in the underside. I savor the dirty, musty flavor. And my own penis? Something is happening to it. A wet, greasy substance trickles down the skin. Oil, perhaps. One of the priests grips my shaft and begins spreading the substance, sending pangs of euphoria into my mummified body.
Grr!
My depraved, animalistic gurgle echoes across the tomb.
Suck the cock. Accept your king.
The priests chant.
Suck the cock. Accept your king.
My mind goes blank. I don't know where my body ends and Ket's begins. I just suck and suck while someone jacks my cock. It feels so good in my mouth. It feels so good on my dick. Their dark, wicked words flow through the fabric, passing into my ears and entering my brain. I need to suck the cock. I need to bond to my king. I suck and suck and suck. I'm a good servant. I'm a good, loyal servant. Suck. 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 Ket rewards my devotion. The underside of his cock convulses, launching a glob of fresh, steamy semen. The flavor bathes my taste buds, stimulating my senses. It's salty and citrusy. It has a sharp, fresh scent. I gasp for air while drinking the liquid, trying not to drown in his seminal torrent. The slime slithers down my throat, dropping into my stomach like a stone into water.
That's right. Drink another man's cum. Take your master into your body. Feel the bond forming. Night after night, you'll feed on this dick. The bandages are wrapped around your body. And soon, they'll be wrapped around your brain. Each time you drink, another layer is applied. The longer you go, the more powerless you become.
Ugh.
You need this, buddy. You need to let go and give yourself to a man.
Yes. Master. My dick shudders. Behind the bandages, my eyes roll while my back arches up off the ground. Like an inchworm, I writhe and squirm, feeling a shroud of ecstasy falling over my body. Ropes of cum spew from my tip, but I don't know where they land. All I know is that my cum is unloading, and it's being replaced with the Pharaoh's. He's filling me up. Time seems to fade away while we climax together. We're doing something dark and filthy. But it feels right. This is where I'm supposed to be. I want to work hard for my master. I'll feed on his cum while he feeds on my youth. But it's strange. I don't feel any sort of magical transfer of energy. Is the ritual working? Ket's dick finally runs dry, and mine soon follows. He extracts from my mouth, leaving me gasping for air. I breathe deep, inhaling the semen fumes still on my breath.
Put him in the sarcophagus.
Master, why?
It has to be this way. You need to sleep here with Anubis. He'll watch you. He'll keep you safe.
They lift me in the air while my chest heaves up and down. Cold air caresses my wet penis as they slowly lower me into the stone box. I'm so dizzy. I'm so confused.
Good night, my sweet little Pentu.
They drop the heavy lid, sealing me in my tomb.